episode 2717, Spend More Time Leading with Gratitude.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you've had a wonderful week. Sometimes, you know, coming off to the weekend, it's like, I don't want to do anything. But today, I want you to focus on the one that you love most, the one that you said, I do too. It's relationship builders. Spend more time leading with gratitude. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, marriages can be full of tension if your actions make you the primary beneficiary. Spend more time leading with gratitude instead of a self-serving attitude. Your marriage matters. I want you to hear that again. Your marriage matters, not just to your family, not just to you, but I'm going to put it out there to the world. And that's why we have to be more direct in this episode. You know, it's important to look in the mirror and see if you're adding to or subtracting from the health of your marriage. And most of us don't take note of that. We don't even look at it. We just go through our everyday to-do list, our responsibilities. We just get our, well, not even non-negotiables done. We just get done what we have to do to say, well, we made it through. We put our head on the pillow, our feet hit the ground the next day, and we go again. But is that really living? Is that finding a deeper understanding, not within who you are, but through another person? You know, when life happens, it's easy to drop your spouse and only focus on what you need. Now, this is great for getting your stuff done, but what are the long-term effects on your marriage? Well, just to name a few, right? Breakdown in communication. Less of your spouse and more of your stuff. A disjointed feeling of belonging. What about a fragmented love? Lack of honor for your spouse. How many times have you used the word honor in your marriage? How many times do you even think about how you can honor your spouse, right? These are just a handful of issues that can arise. However, you don't have to settle for less than the best. Spend more time leading with gratitude instead of a self-serving attitude. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Spend more time, what? Leading with gratitude. Now, I know you've probably heard a million times about the importance of gratitude. You can find it in blogs. Just click on or type in gratitude, and you can click on thousands of articles that have been written. Well, there's a reason for that. Gratitude, believe it or not, opens the heart and softens the heart. It also allows the heart to become more repairable. So forgiveness can ooze out of a heart when you start with gratitude. But if you're always looking from the point of, well, it's all about me, then what have you done? You have shackled down your heart and nothing can get through. It's tough. And just because, you know, you hear about gratitude doesn't mean you know how to implement it. Let's just call it like it is. Or even if it really matters, because some would say, well, you know what? I'm doing great and I'm not sitting around with my journal writing about gratitude. I get that. I understand that. We all operate differently. We all have different systems and processes that puts us in motion of our everyday. But sometimes we have to look at what we're doing to see, is there a better way that can make us become who God wants us to be more? Or is it something that we're just, well, hanging on to because, well, I don't have to think about it. It just comes so naturally because it's a habit. And when those habits come in, what happens? You drop the ball. And it's unfortunate because it's not just one or two or three balls that end up being dropped. It's thousands of balls that are dropped. And that becomes what in a marriage? Dysfunctional. And then you begin to wonder who you're sleeping next to. What are we doing in this world together? Are we even really together, right? We don't seem like we're on the same wavelength as if we were when we first started dating. So what does it mean to spend more time leading with gratitude? How can you begin to do this truly in your marriage, specifically with your marriage in mind? Number one, express gratitude for your spouse's gifts. Now, this can humble a self-serving heart very quickly. And unfortunately, marriages need this, and sometimes from both partners. So when we can express gratitude for our spouse's gifts, that's looking at them saying, you did great at this, and I want to acknowledge you for it. And that great, remember, is not from your definition. Maybe it's the definition actually of your spouse or coming from your children. Or maybe it's coming from a friend who mentions it to you about your spouse. You want to express gratitude. And the gift, I use the term gift because, you know, we take so many things for granted nowadays. Seriously, we do. I just talked with a good friend of mine, and I've gotten to know him over the past few months. Well, actually, it's been now almost a year and a half. And it's because of a working relationship. And it's one of those things where he called me and said, you know, this is where we are on the timeline. And he says, I just want to apologize because my father is in the hospital. He's in the ICU, and we don't know how much longer he has to be here on earth. And, you know, I just kind of froze in time, and I'm thinking, I appreciate the call, but by golly, you don't need to be worried about what I need done. You need to get right and stay with your family and take care of your family. Relationships are so vital to human being existence. That's what makes us so unique. That's what makes us stand out above any other mammal that's out there. We were created for relationships, and the most important relationship next to the one you have with your Heavenly Father is the one you have with your spouse. You need to focus on having an incredible relationship, one that's grounded in love, grounded in faith, grounded in forgiveness and grace. And this comes when you spend more time leading with gratitude. And when you can look at your spouse and say, oh my gosh, like, you're amazing at this. There are times that I look at my husband and I'm thinking, wow, you're off the charts on this. Now, could I do what I'm looking at him doing? Of course. But can I do it the same way? The way he's doing it and getting the same results? Oh, no. Because that's his gift, his talent. My husband, last night, the kids came into town. We've got the grandbaby, and so we've got a full house. It's wonderful. My heart is full of joy. I love time like this. Sometimes, yes, it's a little chaotic. Sometimes the house is a total mess, but I would have it no other way because it's a party every day. That's just how we lead our life. That's how we choose to do it. We've always had a big family. When you have five kids, it is a party every day. And now we're always growing because there's significant others. There's spouses now that are becoming part of our family. And so now it's not five children, it's six. Now it's six with a plus one because we have someone now who's dating a little bit more, you know, with the end in mind, possibly. I won't make any formal announcement. That's just my intuition. It's exciting. But the thing is this, we sometimes can get caught up in all of the everyday activities that we forget to see that the gift could be an everyday activity. And so yesterday evening, my hubby said, you know, hon, thanks for all you did today. Out of the blue. Like, he wasn't real specific, but he didn't have to be. His statement, thanks for everything you did today, was more than enough. And it was like, wow, he noticed. He could tell. I was serving the kids. I was serving him. I was serving his grandbaby. I was serving women across the globe. What a better way to share life with his spouse, meaning me, than to have her use her gifts. But the big thing for me was he noticed. And I got to tell you, that doesn't happen very often. And so I'm here to tell you, it needs to happen more often in our marriages. Express gratitude for your spouse's gifts. And those gifts, again, can be everyday activities. Number two, lead with watchful eyes. This is where you take action before a reaction. And what I mean by this is to serve before you are requested. So maybe you've got this huge stack of trash that needs to go out. And maybe the wife takes it out all the time. Well, what would happen if you took it out? Now, I get it. If your spouse is one who is very, you know, particular about something, well, then maybe you do want to ask with the intention you're going to follow through. But don't wait always for your spouse to say, hey, hon, will you do this? What if you just took the bull by the horns and said, I'm going to do this and do it, regardless of how your spouse will respond? Now, I know you're going to tell me a story or two or three that, oh, I've done that before and my spouse has gone off on me and it has been miserable for days in my household. I get that. So make note, live and learn. Maybe that's not what you need to do, but you can find something else. Okay? We have to look and lead with watchful eyes. Because that means what? We're noticing our spouse. And when you begin to understand and see your spouse, that, my friend, is where you can go deeper. That is where it is something more than, we're just sharing a bedroom. We're just kind of sharing life and a bank account. Life's got to be more than that. Marriage is definitely more than that. So express gratitude for your spouse's gifts, lead with watchful eyes, and number three, wish upon a heart. Date your spouse every day by being inquisitive and responsive to his ways or her ways. This is connected to his dreams, his passions, and his vision for life. When you wish upon a heart, it's looking at their heart and going, wow, that is what really makes you tick. And then in turn going, and that's why I fell in love with you. There's always something more. But unfortunately, we just get too crazy about life. And we let things get in the way. Our groceries, our dirty laundry, our clean laundry, either way. Dinner, activities. Volunteerism, so to speak. You know, just because you're a community volunteer doesn't mean that you put your marriage on the back burner. Did you hear me? I know, I lived it. And that's not a way of securing a strong foundation in a marriage. You got to be very, very careful. And so you've got to be one who sees their spouse for more than a paycheck. Or for more than what they do with the kids. You got to wish upon a heart. Stop fussing so much about your needs. Yes, your needs matter. I get that. But that too will come as you spend more time leading with gratitude. I promise you it will. Because you're going to be role modeling this for your sweetheart. And your sweetheart's going to be like, I like this. And then pretty soon they're going to be like, well, I can do something like this too. And they'll pick up. And they'll be like, okay, I got this. And little things will come in. Now, sometimes you need a little more time. And not all of them pick it up as fast. But I will tell you this, if you're patient and you do what's right by God, I'm telling you, he will bless you. He will give you what you need. But you got to understand this too. And hear me out here because I know saying this is going to be dangerous. Your spouse cannot give you everything in life. There, I said it. It's just how it is. But you can get everything from Christ himself. And I think when we begin to play the blame game and we start having our actions be taken only for the primary result is that we're the beneficiary of it because, well, if I do this, I get this. That's not what Christ wants us to do. That's not what God and how God has asked us to lead our lives. So we have to be willing to say, okay, I know my spouse has a lot of what I want out of life. That's why I fell in love with him. But I also know that he can't give me everything. And that's okay too. And when you can come to terms with that, then you begin to look at your actions a little bit differently. It's not about serving your spouse to get something. It's about serving your spouse because he is a gift from God. Now, you're going to have disagreements. Life is not perfect. You're going to have arguments. You're going to have way heated discussions. And you may even sleep in separate bedrooms once in a while. That's called life. But it's also called life by leading with gratitude and spending more time doing it and less time fretting about what is wrong with your spouse. So the challenge I have for you today is, where can you be less single and more partnered in your marriage? And that's kind of a hard question to chew on, because when I say where can you be less single, that means stop being so self-centered. Stop always worrying about you. What's in it for me? WIIFM, great radio station, isn't it? Are you listening to it too much? Think about it. And it may not be in all areas of your life. So sometimes you got to break things down and think, okay, well, maybe I'm great in the bedroom, but I'm not so great in the living room. Or I'm great in the living room, and the bedroom, well, it needs some help. You've got to look at your entire life. This is a holistic perspective on life. Create Your Now isn't just one-centered. We talk about life as a whole. Because you don't sit there and say, okay, I'm going to work, and when I go to work, I'm not married. Yeah, you are. Oh, when I go to work, I don't have five kids. Oh, yes, you do. The reality of life is you have to look at your whole life. And so challenge yourself. Where can I be less single? In what area? What is that? Be specific and become more partnered in my marriage. Where can you show up more? Where can you serve and lead with gratitude? Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.